What's up, everybody? It's your girl TK, and I am back with another podcast episode right here on Working the Dash. Today, I want to talk about new experiences that opens our minds to diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging, and justice. We live in a dispensation where we are the most culturally advanced, we are the most innovative, we are the most diverse, and yet our differences seem to consistently separate us as opposed to bringing us together. So I just want to ask a few self-reflection questions here, just to get our minds thinking and to challenge ourselves out of those zones of cultural comfort and really start to open our minds to diversity and understanding the power of inclusion and making sure that we all play a part in incorporating everyone. So question number one, how does diversity impact the results I am able to get from my team at work? The reason why I'm bringing up work is because most of us in today's society, even if we are self-employed or entrepreneurs, we are working with people. We have internal customers, we have external customer base, we have clientele. We're working with a variety of different people as well as a variety of different personalities, and it's important that we really ask ourselves, how do we bring diversity to the table, and how does that diversity impact the results that we're able to get from a team while we are working? Question number two, what can I, personal, what can TK do to ensure that my mind remains open to the differences in others? Please understand that it is our differences that makes us the same, right? So your difference makes a difference, and we are more alike than we are different. We must start to celebrate the differences in others and understand clearly, everybody is not you. They're not going to be you. So stop trying to change the world to make all of you. Because guess what? We may not be able to deal with another you. Okay, as great as I think I may be, and as much as I feel like I bring to the table and as much value as I add, listen, the world may not be able to take another TK. So you cannot think that just because it doesn't go your way and the people that work with you and around you is not doing it your way that they need to be like you. They may not need another you. So be okay celebrating and embracing the differences that people bring to the table. Last question here. How do I react when someone is being ostracized for their cultural background, for their cultural beliefs, for their spirituality? How am I reacting to that? Am I just somebody standing by? I heard a statement one time, and I want to share this statement. I want to give credit to whom credit is due. Mukadeen Poole stated this, that compassion without action is observation. So if I'm watching someone be ostracized, or I hear that someone is being criticized for their beliefs, whether I believe in it or not, if I'm just standing by and I say I'm an ally of a person or a religion or a particular belief or an ideal, if I'm just standing by and all I have is compassion, all I'm doing is observing. That's a powerful statement. It's powerful. You better catch it. You better hear what I'm saying. Compassion without action is observation. We don't want to just be the person standing by. We want to open our mind to the experiences that can lead us to being more open to diversity. It's enjoyable to learn something that expands our knowledge base. Being unfamiliar in situations can introduce to us ladder scopes, just longer rather scopes of learning. And I just want us to get that when we are put in unfamiliar situations, instead of doing the fight or flight, and most of the time we will flee if we are afraid, or we will fight or criticize what we don't understand. Instead of doing that, let's try to elongate our scope of knowledge by equipping ourselves with understanding, visiting other countries. Listen, I just had the opportunity to visit South America. And when I tell you coming back from Guyana and coming back from that experience, the only thing I can tell you right now, I'm from there. And I'm really not. That's how much I absorbed the culture. I looked at what was around me. And yes, although it was vastly different from anything that I've ever experienced in my entire life, let me tell you the beauty that was of Guyana, South America made me feel apart. And I'm telling you right now, that's what diversity does. It makes you feel a part of what's happening around you. And this is why we must always be situationally aware. We must be cognizant of our surroundings. When we learn about what also offends other people, then we are more cautious in how we react in certain situations. Because I know that there are certain subjects that are sensitive in certain situations, whether I'm at work, whether I'm on Teams, whether I am in person, even at the grocery store. Right now, a big topic of conversation is accessibility and understanding how to help those who may not even have notable disabilities, but how we respond to whether we see a disability or not. The disability is not the person. It is just, it's an event. It's something that has happened to that individual. And how we react really does make a difference in how that person feels. So being respectful of others' backgrounds, even if it's different from our own, is and also understanding the nuances that come with all of that, it helps us to build healthy relationships with one another. Lastly, let me just tell you, the world becomes so much more colorful, so much more beautiful when we learn how to embrace diverse cultures, personalities, and backgrounds. You start to understand that every single day your feet hit the floor, it's a blessing. It's a blessing because you are able to alter your perspective to make someone else's day better. Your views of the world can grow immensely when you value the other person. Let us not pass judgment. Let us not be quick to criticize, but rather let us enjoy learning from our brothers and our sisters, and let's not take for granted the blessing of diversity. Well, my friends, I am so happy that we have been brought up in different socioeconomic statuses. We have socioeconomic backgrounds. We have, that creates conversation. And because it creates conversation, I am able to talk to you. I am happy that you joined me today. I am humbled and so blessed that you are part of this community. Do me one favor, share this podcast with somebody else, and always take care of yourself, take care of one another, and learn how to celebrate our differences because they ultimately make us the same. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, this is TK right here on another podcast episode of Working the Dash.